We know you have a lot of sucky broadcasts to choose from. So thank you for listening to this sucky broadcast. And now, here's Bradley Laborman.
What up? 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 How's everybody doing? How are you doing today? You having a good day? I think I'm on. I think I'm live. I think I'm good to go. And you're listening to this sucky broadcast. I haven't been on for a while. I want to apologize to everybody that I haven't been on for a while. There's been a lot of stuff going on. I did release my movie in October. I'm still dealing with the struggles of trying to get it distributed because I'm using this company named Film Hub, and in my opinion, they're horrible. And I just want to share that they are extremely horrible, and I hope Film Hub sees this and knows that they are horrible. But I took the efforts into my own hands. I am broadcasting on several other platforms, so we will be okay. It's up on YouTube right now. It's on this channel, actually. Well, this is on multiple channels. But if you go over to Bradman TV on YouTube, that's one of the channels you can go to. And it's also on StoryFire. And you can actually go sign up for StoryFire, download the app at StoryFire.com. Go get that. Go use that. Because I'm going to promise you right now, it's a good app, it's fun, and I'm going to be putting a lot of my content over there, including ghost hunting, that at some point I will talk to you guys about it as well. So my guest today on the show is Lindsay Hoffman, and she is an entertainment reporter and a motivational speaker, and so let's have her on right now. Right here she is. Hello, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to have you on the show because I'm getting ahead of the game when it comes to stuff going on with New Year's Eve and all that other stuff that's going on. So I wanted to make sure that people were getting ready for like resolution, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you are somebody who's fascinated me with your what are they called, the
vision boards?
Yes, that's what they're called. I said vision board the other day and somebody else gave it a different name and I was like, I think it's vision board. But yeah, these vision boards that you've done and that you highlight, especially when you post stuff and you say, oh, this happened and this was on my vision board. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to talk to you about like manifesting your destiny and things like that.
It's my favorite thing to talk about.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on. So start out by telling everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so a little background on me. I'm Lindsay. I'm from a suburb of Chicago, but work-wise and manifesting-wise, I went to college at Arizona State University, and I studied broadcast journalism. And I just remembered, even before that, I would kind of always get things that I wanted, but I didn't really know what it was. And then I saw The Secret. This actually has to do with what my job is and everything I do. And so I wrote down every day. I didn't know you could write down every day what you wanted, but I wrote down every day that I wanted to become an entertainment reporter, and I put it on my mirror and looked at that every single day. This was before I knew what a vision board even was. So I just did that stuff first, just writing it down every day. And I didn't know anyone in California. I didn't know anybody in the industry. And then I was lucky enough to get a job right out of college at In Touch and Life and Style magazine in Los Angeles. So it definitely manifested within 3 months after graduating college. There's more to that story, but that's what I did. Then I left and went freelance for probably like 8 years and started my own business doing influencer marketing and events. And then recently, the magazine just asked me a couple months ago to come back full time. So now that's I'm awesome. Doing that. And that's a whole nother full circle of manifestation. And I mean, there's so much I can get into that. And I still, you know, I'm able to keep my business and do like an event once a year. But that's a little bit of background on that. And then I also have a motivational blog just because I've always been interested in motivation and all of these things. It's just always been a part of who I am. So in college, I just made a blog because I was just trying to find a place to find all the things I was looking for. At the time, no one talked about manifesting as much. And so I would just go through the internet and like find like celebrities who manifested stuff and put it in one article and like my favorite quotes, just so I'd have like a resource for myself. And so it's kind of how all this came together.
Okay. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I was going to say, it's kind of the opposite of me, because you're talking about manifesting stuff all the time. And I am constantly being negative. No, just, not all the time, but in the past I was, and I'm trying to be better at that. And so I've seen you on social media. I'm just inspired by what you do. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because my plan ultimately is to set myself up and get a vision board and maybe even some journaling or whatever needs to be done, because I really want to motivate myself to move forward in the year ahead.
Yeah, that makes me, you know, happy to hear. And it's not about like not being negative, because I'm negative all the time. I have, you know, as much as I can have a positive self-talk, I have negative self-talk. And that's why I do all these things, because I don't like sitting there and saying all these negative things. And a lot of times when I'm doing it, I don't even like feel motivated, but I'll just write stuff down and the way I want to feel. And you're like, is this even working? But then like, even if you just write like 5 things a day, I remember in college, like starting writing some things down. And I used to be so hard on myself when I didn't feel good enough about something. And for some reason, when I got upset, I would be mad about the way I looked. I would pick on myself. And I would think I'm ugly, or I'm fat, or I'm not working out enough. Like those are the thoughts. Those what I noticed, like my mom would be like, what's bothering for you because you're complaining about that stuff all of a sudden. And then I noticed once I started doing the affirmations, it took time, but instead of that being my go-to thought, my thought became, I tried my best. Like I'm working as hard as I can. So, and then one day, you know, it took time, but then I had the epiphany, like my thoughts aren't as harsh on myself as they like used to be. It's just not something you see overnight. It doesn't stop like having negative thoughts. It's more like you just become gentler and you have activities when you start going through that spiral.
Right. Yes. For me, I've been trying very hard to, do that same thing with the manifesting, with the affirmations, so to speak. Like, in fact, we're in my bedroom, and if I turn my thing, so my bed's behind me, but if I turn over here this way, then you see I put up these two things that say dream and inspire on my wall. That. And so I put them up there with the idea of like, all right, I'm going to wake up every morning and I'm going to work a little bit harder to dream and inspire other people to do the same. But lately, I think I've just been waking up and ignoring the pictures, and I need to work harder about looking at
them. You think you're ignoring it though, and it's really soaking in. It's just like impossible to think you're going to be happy all the time. And that's like the biggest thing I see, because like, you know, this job came back to me probably like 8 years later. Mm-hmm. And it's now better than I could have ever imagined it. And like, you know, there's even things I always wanted to be on camera, but I would say to myself, I want to be on camera, but I want to work from home. Like I would say stuff like that to myself. And, you know, I couldn't have done that as easily, you know, 10 years ago when I started, but all of a sudden when they brought me back, they're like, we're going to start, like, they're friends with me on social media. They know I make videos. They know I post stuff on Instagram, and they're like, we're going to be doing stuff on social media. We're gonna make reels and TikToks. We know you like that. Do you want to be a part of it? And I was like, yeah. And it's like this whole time I wanted to be on camera at home, and that didn't even exist when I was thinking it. And now it has like come to me. And in my head, I'm like, oh, you know, the past 8 years, like even though I'm have my own business and I'm happy, I feel like I'm not really like living my true potential, because I'm sitting on a dream that I feel like I'm not good enough for. And I kept saying that to myself. And I'm like, why am I sitting around when this feels like it's in my heart? Like I'm thinking those thoughts, like this isn't going anywhere. I'm making these vision boards, so I'm kind of denying myself of what I really want. And I really kind of did that for like 8 years, honestly. But when the time was right, it came to me and it just popped up, and it was like exactly what I would have wanted. And I feel like so fulfilled. So it's just like, you know, sometimes things don't come exactly when you want it, because the timing's not right. Like it wouldn't have, it didn't exist before. It wasn't like that before. So now it is. And now I'm like, wow, I can't believe, like, I'm still mind blown.
But that's awesome. I'm talking to Lindsay Hoffman. She is a entertainment reporter. She is a motivational speaker. Let's go on to the entertainment reporter side of things just for a second, though. Mm-hmm. So you said that you worked for In Touch Magazine. I knew that because I feel like that's when I first knew you, was around, like, you were just getting out of that, I think.
Yeah, that's probably when I met you. I could have even still been doing it. I don't know. It was one or the other. I was right on that cusp.
Right. I think I had followed you on social media, and that I think you were just ending on that. But mm-hmm. but so you left on your own. You wanted to just go out and pursue everything. I've been there, done that too. I totally get that. But isn't it great to come back and have people go, good job, and like compliment you on the stuff you're making and things like that, and the content?
Yeah, it's really nice to come back now versus how it was before. You know, I had left because it was a 24-hour a day type job. It's not mm-hmm. It's better now. It's not like what it was then. There is more social media now. There's more online stuff now. So like celebrities are now posting news themselves. So we don't have to be as breaking of news as we used to be. So I don't need to be working 24/7 the way that I was before. And I really was sometimes working like 20-hour days and no one would see me and I wouldn't be able to eat. And I left because even though it was a dream job, was it my dream lifestyle? And when you think about all the things you want for yourself, it has to be like well-rounded. Mm-hmm. And so I was honestly scared to come back because I didn't want to give up the freedom I had. And so again, it's kind of full circle because the times have changed so that now I, you know, and also after COVID, people work from home. So I work from home now instead of an office. So I actually have the work-life balance that I had wanted. So that's really cool to be able to know that I can do that job, but also have the life I wanted, which is again, I'm bringing back to the manifestation, but weirdly somehow manifested over all this time in a way I couldn't have even predicted.
You don't have to apologize at all for bringing it back to the manifestation because you're on the show specifically to talk about the manifestation.
Talk about both. It's just in my mind, I keep thinking, I can't believe any of this happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's amazing. And I think it's one of those things. And I'll be honest with you. I had a rough Thanksgiving myself, mm-hmm. and I liked what you said, like, not every day is going to be perfect. I'm going to take that to heart and actually pay attention to what you said and listen to that. Because I have these moments where I'm like, oh man, everything's going wrong and whatever. But then I go back and I look through my life and I look at everything that I've done in my life. And I've done so many cool and awesome things in my life that if I mention it to somebody or if I just randomly offhandedly say something to somebody, they're like, what? No, you didn't. And I'm like, oh yeah, all the time. Like, I just recently got invited to a Tony Robbins thing to walk on fire.
Oh, and I did, like, that. We should do it. I've done it.
I know. I've already done it. I did it a long time ago.
Firewalkers. Yeah, I did it.
Right. And did they do the thing with you? What they did with me was they have you write a bunch of stuff, like different things you can do. Mm-hmm. And then they have it's all on a piece of paper. And then they put walking on fire. And then when they put walking on fire, they put it out on the edge and they circle everything. Because if you can walk on fire, then anything else that's in the circle, you should be able to do.
I think for me, they didn't do it exactly like this. This was probably like over 10 years ago, but their metaphor was, once you take the first step, you have to take the rest because you're not going to just like stand on fire.
Right.
That was like a similar, I mean, we had activities. We meditated like the whole day and, you know, did other things, but that's the part I remember. But this was also, I think, like 2011 when I went.
Oh yeah. This was, I think, freshman year of college for me, somebody said, hey, you want to walk on fire for credit? And I was like, yes. And then I went in, but it was very motivational. We also had to break boards. That was another thing that they had us do and some other stuff like that. And it was just incredible. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I didn't do it, but I wish I would have been like, maybe I need a refresh of the...
I'm thinking about going back too. You know what's funny is I actually manifested going to Tony Robbins when I went there back then too, which was so weird.
That's awesome. And so that was 11 years ago?
Or, I'm really bad at math, but long ago is 2011?
Yeah. 12 years ago. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, because I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth right now, and he was in Dallas for a couple of days, and I wish I would have went, but I, you know, I was in this moment where I just didn't do what I should have done, and I wish I would have done this. We'll but do
it next time.
Yeah, I'll put on my board for next time. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your, well, you know what? I gotta throw a sponsor out there real quick. Okay. I gotta get the people that pay the bills taken care of. And so let me tell you real quick about the Brass Tap that offers over 150 craft beers from around the globe in an upscale neighborhood. bar atmosphere. They carry almost every craft from almost every Texas brewery, from Rollertown Beer Works to Tupps and Peticola's Brewery. You can always count on them to deliver the craft beers you're looking for. They also carry craft beers from other states and even craft beers brewed by monks from overseas. They offer weekly events with pint nights, music bingo every Wednesday at 7 p.m., family feud or theme trivia every Thursday at 7 p.m., and a new local live artist every Saturday night. They also have one of the longest running happy hours in all of the DFW area, with select $5 drafts, discounted shots, $6 wine, $7 specials, drinks of the week, along with food specials under $10. You will enjoy every major sporting event on one of their many TVs and large screens, covered patios, which are dog friendly, and also special events, which are always listed on their Facebook page, such as car shows, bike night, and events that benefit local charity groups. They have actually lots of different locations. It says three locations because I didn't change this, but we're actually sponsored by a lot of different locations in Allen, Prosper, Sashi, Richardson, and Frisco. And Richardson and the Frisco also feature Old World Pizza made to order. You can only get that pizza in the Frisco and the Richardson locations, and guests are raving about it. Any guest who mentions this sucky broadcast gets one appetizer of their choosing. Just mention the podcast and you get to pick any of the appetizers of your choosing. It's a great deal. It's a good time. Go to the Brass Tap. Thank you. Okay. And that's me manifesting some more sponsors. That's what I want to do.
You start with one and then you get more.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I got two. So I got two right now. So that's pretty good. So we'll talk about the other one later. But so how does one get started with a vision board? Do you need a physical board?
Yeah, you know, I have a method the way that I do it, but first I like to have a physical board.
Okay.
And then, you know, the old way is to get magazines, but I think that's like too much work. So I just go on Google and I Google all the things that I want to put on my board. And then I just put it on I use Google Drive. So like I do like a Google presentation and I just make it, you know, it's like a square, like a piece of paper is like one slide. So I just decorate it on one piece of paper and then I just print out, you know, the papers and just put them on the board. That's how you like physically do it. But to actually make it for manifesting, I like to make it well-rounded. So I like to have a section about money and career. I like to have a area for relationships and family. I like to have one for personal growth. I like to have one for how I feel and then just like once just for fun and also for like material things. Cause I think sometimes people think of vision board and they're like, I want to put a car on it. I want to put money on it. And like, that's all they put on is or vacation. And like, those are only part of things. Like you can have all those things and then not be happy. So you should put on being happy, how you want to feel, you know, you want to make sure the things that you're getting in your life are making you feel how you want to feel. And you should also put down relationships and family and people, you should want to have a well-rounded life. So all of that should be on your vision board, because I would honestly argue, like, if you just have a car or a mansion or whatever, the money, you're not going to feel fulfilled. So, you know, you want to be intentional with what you want to attract into your life. Like I would much rather be happy than have anything. But right. Of course we have it all, which I also put on my vision board, have it all. Don't one or the other.
Is it weird if I put like, cause I haven't thought about this for a long time, but I'm thinking about it right now. If I put like, get in a relationship.
No.
Can I hide the board though? So if I do bring somebody over, they're not like, oh, look.
I think you should keep it out, to be honest. Okay. Because I keep out my vision board and like, you know, a girl might come in and be like, is that me on the board? You know, and people do that with my vision board and people point out stuff and it inspires them. So you can hide if you want, but what if you have someone and they see it and they're like, wow, I have a vision board too. So, and they also get to know who you are. So why hide who you are? Because the person who's going to want to be with you is going to like that you're into personal growth. I mean, that's a green flag. So they're going to know what your values are. And you're going to attract someone who has similar values. So it's only a plus. And it's cool to see people's reactions, because I thought the same thing until people go, oh, is that me? Or they look at it and like, oh, I should make one. Or, oh, you achieved this. And, you know, even my friends, when they come over, if they give them a tour of my place, they'll be like, look, this is Lindsay's vision board. So...
Right, right.
I would not hide. Why hide? How are you going to get what you want if nobody knows?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that is true. So do you also, along with vision board, do you feel like, wait, and so I should have magazines? You think I should cut stuff out?
I think you can do it that way, but I feel like that's more like costly. It's so much easier just to go on Google or Pinterest and Google. Like if you want relationships, just Google happy couple, you know, picture okay. that you like, put it on, okay. Put down, I deserve a help, like affirmations on it too. I deserve a happy and healthy relationship, whatever like feels right to you.
This is a sign. This is a sign. Cause today I did a project for somebody and they paid me and they paid me on this weird thing where I had to print out a check and then take a picture of it. So I pulled my printer out that I haven't used forever and it worked.
There you go.
And so that, yeah. And I was like, oh, it's got full ink cartridges in it. I could totally use that now to print some pictures.
And that's the easiest way. Cause I mean, I know I work for a magazine, so, you know, the magazines do need money, but you don't know what you're going to find in the magazine, right. you know, and it's a lot of money to do that. You can literally find exactly whatever you want instantly.
Now, when I was talking to my mom about, I was going to have you on the show and she's like, oh, like, and I was talking about vision boards over there. And she said, oh, like journaling. Do you do journaling too at all?
Yeah, I do journaling.
Okay. I have this book that's just been that I got from somebody and it's blank, right? And I've decided from you, I've been inspired
that
I'm going to use this book to just journal. But when I'm journaling, what should I be putting in my journal? Just the same
what
thing?
What I do for my journal is everything I'm feeling. So I will do affirmations in my journal. Like I used to just want to have an affirmation journal. I just like to use it for everything now. So you know, even if it's just five things, and then I journal other things, like whatever I'm feeling. Usually it's when I'm upset is when I journal. So all the feelings that I want to get out, if I'm angry, like if you look at my journal, I'll be like yelling, it'll be capital letters and scribbles. Like, I'm so mad. Or I'll be like crying or like so sad. Or I might write a letter to a person that I can't tell them in real life. I just kind of get, it's almost like a diary, I guess. So you get all your feelings out and I actually date it. And I also, another interesting thing I do too, is if I have a dream that's like interesting to me, that I wake up, you know, if you have a dream and you remember, I'll instantly just write it down. And then what's really interesting is sometimes I will look back at what I wrote in my journal, like at the end of the year, or, okay. you know, I have journals all the way back to 2016. And what's interesting is I'll find the same, like I'm only complaining about the same thing, like all these years, it's like a pattern. Like there's nothing else that bothers me. It's like one thing. And so mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I can maybe, this is obviously something I need to work on in my life. And then you also start to notice, because I put my dreams in, the dream would be after something that was bothering me. And I would see that the dream was like processing like what was happening and like correlating. So it's really interesting just to like understand your subconscious and be more self-aware. You know, not just getting your thoughts out, but if you really go back and look at it. And you can also see the progression. Like I see the progression of me coming into acceptance instead of being mad at other people. I start just accepting, you know, oh, I did my best, or like, this is why I chose to be here. And like, it ends up happy. And then I'm just like, love you, like good night or whatever. So it's really cool to utilize it in that way. And sometimes you're afraid to look back at it. But when you look back, you're like, wait, like, it's actually not that bad. This is actually like a beautiful story.
Yeah. I also like there's people that they did this on Twitter a lot where girls would go home and they'd find like their junior high journals and they would start tweeting out their like stuff, entries from their junior high and middle school journals. And I go, that sounds great. I wish I had. Because I think I journaled.
Find mine. I remember that trend and I wanted to find mine because mine would be like, I opened my first pop can today. I remember I wrote about that because I was afraid to open pop cans. I didn't want to like cut my finger. And then the day I did it without cutting my finger, I was like, I did it.
That's how I know you're from Chicago in the Midwest, because you say pop.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I'm from Iowa originally. I said pop all the time. And I like subconsciously trained myself out of saying pop. When I moved to like New York and LA, and I'd say soda all the time, and now I come back here, and in Texas it's like Coke, so it's even weirder now down here. But I still say soda. I'm just like soda. But it's just do you feel like do you feel Oprah hurt, or maybe you can't say this because you want Oprah to get mad at you? But do you feel that Oprah helped the cause, like the secret, the manifestation cause, or do you think she heard it?
I think she helped it because people wouldn't have known about it if she didn't talk about it. I don't think you can really hurt, like, learning how to be a better person or different things you can add into your lifestyle to be happier. I think it's just only inspiring. I mean, you could say that really, but I think you can choose to have something hurt or not hurt. You know, anyone has that decision which other way, but I think she made it more available to the public. Like, I think I didn't learn about the secret from her. I'm not really sure how I found out about it, but she spoke about that stuff. And I know that she is a believer in that stuff. And she has like her own story of hardship to where she got to where she is. And it wasn't easy for her. And she had to create this mindset too. So I think she's a really great example, actually, of someone who can come from nothing and turn it into something herself.
Now, but here's what I mean. Manifestation is awesome. But what about people that use manifestation for evil? Let me give an example. maybe you don't consider this manifestation. But you know those guys that have the book like The Game and stuff like that? That's a form of manifestation too, right?
I don't think that's manifestation. That's like manipulation.
Manipulation. Okay. You know
what? Yeah, that's manipulation, and that's also psychology.
Yes.
Certain forms of psychology. And I watched the show The Game, and not all of it is bad. Like, I know there's a thing called peacocking where you put an object someone could talk to. I remember I watched that show, and in college I'd put a flower in my hair. So boys would be like, I like your flower. So I don't think the psychology of something is bad. I think they have some negative manipulation tactics, but that's always kind of part of life and what you
put out. As soon as I said it, and then you said manipulation, I knew you were going to say manipulation. I was like, no, you know what? That was a dumb question, because I literally just realized.
But I could bring that back to manifestation too, because I'm super into psychology. And if you get too into the, you know, trying to manipulate a situation, instead of what manifestation actually is letting go and letting things come to you. Okay. But it's also frequency. And there's like the law of attraction, but there's actually 12 laws of the universe. And, you know, there's two. There's the law of the cause and effect, and there's also the law of vibration. So the law of cause and effect is what you put out into the world is also what's going to come back to you. And then there's also the law of vibration. So that's like a frequency, like a music. Like, you know, when everyone goes ohm and like they you all...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you all go there. So whatever you're putting out there, that's the frequency you're living on. And those are the people that are going to be attracted to you, is the people living on that frequency. So if you're going to go around trying to manipulate things, you're only going to attract people who live on that frequency. So you will never really have, you're not really going to attract the people on a higher frequency from that, who, you know, that's low vibrational.
This Sucky Broadcast, Lindsay Hoffman is my guest today. I'm talking to her. And so speaking of that, and you said universe and all the other stuff, let's get into that, because I think I'm going to see if we have a couple more things in common. First off, my biggest thing right now is I've been cleaning my apartment because I've been down on myself and all this other stuff. And my biggest philosophy is messy environment, messy everything. So like if I clean up where I'm at most of the time, which is here, working on stuff, editing videos. If I clean that up and get my head straightened up a little bit, then I start to feel better about other things. If I can walk from my bedroom to my kitchen and I'm not stepping on something that's on the ground, like a piece of paper or something like that, I feel like I've accomplished something. So but the other thing is, I'm getting ready to do this. I haven't used it, but it's a form of feng shui, Pa Kwa, I think it's called, and it's essentially like a hexagon shape thing, where each part of your living space, you find the north facing spot, and then you use like materials and colors and all that stuff to accent different parts of your room, and to highlight different parts of your home. Have you ever done anything like that with feng shui or anything like that?
You know, I haven't done like feng shui or anything like that, but I've always, like, before I switched to journalism, I went to school for interior design. Okay. So I've always just been interested in design. So I'm all about, like, for me, what feels balanced in a space. So I kind of balance things in my own way, but I'm also all about, like, what you are too, is like, I don't like a lot of clutter. Like, anytime I'm like how messy my place is reflective of my mood also. So when things are like really, really messy, you'll know I'm probably upset or going through a hard time. And then when I feel better, I start cleaning and I keep it cleaner.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And that was me too. And I'll send you over that chart that I have, because I think it's a very interesting chart. It just basically says, oh, this is my relationship wall. And so I'm going to put things on this wall that accent my relationship. Or like, say like, your toilet ends up being in your relationship area. You can like do things to offset your toilet being in the relationship area by like decorating the bathroom in different colors or something like that. And that sort of like offsets the energy that you're getting from that. And it's something that I've just been very amazed by. And I also want to ask you, do you commonly frequent psychics?
You know, not really. Sometimes I'll go, like, I like getting tarot card readings sometimes. I have my own tarot cards too. So I think I'll do things like that.
I literally just started to teach myself.
I guess I'm psychic because I knew you had one right there, I guess.
Right.
I definitely do believe people can be psychic as well, but I trust tarot cards a little bit more because they're more like a tool that you can like look. My friend and I were talking about this the other day. Like, it's a tool that you can use to become more self-aware of what you want and also help you with guidance, because when you see it, you kind of know what it says and you really know how you want to feel, so it kind of helps you understand that more.
I agree with you. I think it's a lot of interpretation, and then when you see a card in front of you, you go, oh, you know what? I think this means this. And in reality, it's your brain telling you, yeah, no, that's what you need to do differently.
Yeah.
So it's making you go, making you blame the card for your decision making. But in reality, it's your mind going, no, you know, you need to do this or you're going to be the hanging man or whatever. So, all right. So what are there any like networks or like, online sites or places like that where people who are into manifestation, into vision boards, places can people can get together and communicate those type of things?
You know, I don't really, it sounds bad, but I don't really go to like forums. I mean, I have my blog, www.josephbliss.com. That's not really like a forum, but it has information. And then I just personally just Google things or get books, mostly audiobooks, or look on social media. I follow a lot of people like that. That's actually something I want to start working on. I know I post about it, but not to the degree that I used to or want to. So I want to start being one of those people as well. But I think it's kind of, you can just look at it. And then there's other things you can do, like go on Facebook and look for people in the area. There's different groups. It's good to be around like-minded people because you are who you surround yourself with, which is something that Tony Robbins teaches you. So if you're around people who are on that frequency and making you feel inspired versus people that are lowering you, it's going to help you. So those are the places that I go. I also search when motivational speakers come in the area. I really like Marianne Williamson. So she used to always come to LA and I would go see her with people that I knew, and it was just like a free seminar whenever she was in town. So it's just different things like that you can find in the area.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, I think that's something that's incredible. I really am going to focus hard on trying to do a lot more of this. And you really have. I just want to be like perfect clear. You really have inspired me. I've seen everything. I just saw everything you had going on, and I was like, you know what? I need to have her on my podcast. And you even inspired me because I haven't done my podcast in like 4 months.
You're inspiring me because I have a motivational podcast and I haven't been doing it either. And I'm about to bring it back. And that's also why I'm talking about the laws of the universe, because in my mind, I've been researching it because I want to do like a series on that, like on my YouTube channel, on my social media and everywhere. So it's like,
well, let me recommend StreamYard. I'm just going to recommend StreamYard. And this isn't, they aren't a sponsor, but I'm going to shout them out anyways, because they had a deal right now where it's $10 a month. And I'm pointing because they put their logo on the top or over on the screen very lightly. If you see us, there's like a StreamYard up on the top of the screen or whatever. You can probably see it too. I don't care because it's worth it for 10 bucks. But it was just something where it's a great company and I've worked with them and they're always improving. And I was at Vid Summit this year, which was the beginning of my manifestation, because I hadn't been to a VidCon or anything in like 4 or 5 years. And then I was on Instagram and there was a contest to win tickets to Vid Summit. And I was like, well, Vid Summit's in LA. Who cares? And then I realized, no, it's in Dallas. And it was literally down the street from where I live. And so I entered to win these tickets and I ended up winning these tickets. I went in and a bunch of people who remembered me from old content were talking to me and asking me to do content again. And I started to rebrand everything. I had like 8 different websites for stuff. I put everything into one place. This is now on my regular channel instead of on its own separate channel. And that's the beginning of my manifestation, so to
So yeah,
speak.
that's a manifestation right there. That's how
Yeah,
it works.
yeah. So I'm slowly working on that. So my other question for you is, before I let you go, because I know you've got lots of stuff going on, because you manifest so you're busy all the time, and I'm glad you took the time to come on to the show and be a part of the show. But my question for you is, what do you got going on? What are some things on your manifestation board that you're ready to happen in the next
I wish
year?
I had it next to me because I usually have it right here. It's in my room. One thing I want to do, actually, that's on my mind, and hopefully I can finish by the end of the year, is I actually want to make my own journal. Speaking of like journaling, I started making one.
Okay.
And it's my goal to finish that and like kind of launch it and have people test it out, but maybe before I do it. But I put in it like all the things that I do to manifest and like it's just like a simple way to like have almost like a daily checklist the way I made it. And it also has like smiley faces, like how happy am I today? And so you can go through the whole journal and then the last page is like look back so you could see and evaluate. Oh, you know what? I did have a trajectory. You know where we were talking about earlier, how like sometimes you're sad, but if you look at the trajectory of the whole year, you're like, wait, there's less and less of those days though.
Right, right,
Like,
right.
but you can't track that. So like my journal is going to have that. So that's something I really want to manifest. I really want to grow into becoming more of a speaker like this. Now that I work with the magazine more, like, there's all ways to get to a goal, but I think this one makes me feel a little bit more focused to get there because I can work with, now I have access to more celebrities quicker, building stronger relationships. So now I could start kind of interviewing them and having them with my own things and things like that. So I'd like to have everything I do work together.
Okay.
And yeah, and just, have a family and be happy. And that's kind of what, I guess that's what's kind of left on like the vision board, for now. It's always kind of the same things, being happy and having all those things. But those are my probably like near future goals.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I wish you nothing but the best on all of this stuff. And I'm going to have you send me over your links so I can put them in the description for the podcast. But where can people find you on the web?
So you can find me on social media at Lindsay B. Hoffman. Everywhere on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, I guess it's X now, Threads, whatever it is, it's at Lindsay B. Hoffman,
Okay.
Lindsay AY. I know you'll link that. And then my blog is www.doseofbliss.com, which, like you, I haven't posted as much on it, but I will be back. But everything on it, if someone goes to it now, is like evergreen. Like it just talks about everything you can manifest at like anytime, all the tips.
And doseofbliss.com.
Yeah, because like a dose of happiness.
Yes. I remember that. I think I had to help you with something on that one time.
Yeah,
So,
you helped me save my website. Like, I need to
right.
switch it over to Wix or something because like I do not like WordPress. I got to figure that out. I would probably post more. And yeah, that's another goal. I want to turn it more to a brand too. I want to have like merch, like not just journals. I want to have like affirmational clothing and things to stick on your mirror. So
That's awesome.
hopefully in the next few years that will come to fruition.
That's awesome. Well, maybe in the near future, in like 6 months or a year, we can check back in and I can get you updated on what my motivational goals were and where I'm at in the future. And I'm really excited for everything that the future does have to hold. And I just think, once again, I want to thank you for inspiring me. I want to thank you for coming on and inspiring my guest. And people who are listening to this, I hope that you get some sort of inspiration to, start journaling, start doing your own board, your vision board, and do what Lindsay does. So I wanted to thank you for coming on today. I have to do one more ad real quick before I go, and then I'll let you go completely, I promise. Let me do this one more ad real quick. I do things out of order. I'm weird like that. But I want to talk about the Quilting Cat. Speaking of motivation and speaking of inspiration, the Quilting Cat Crafts is a DFW-based fabric warehouse and online store specializing in boundless quilting fabric. And they carry 100% cotton fabric, most of it priced at $5 a yard. And it was founded by Liz. Liz suffered from depression and anxiety her entire life. And even with medications and the great best doctors, it's still a disease with stigma needs to be brought into the light. And in 2019, after a series of events and failing medications, she was stuck in a very low place. And that's when she decided to start sewing and quilting and give herself something to focus on instead of the constant negative thoughts that she was dealing with. And when you start a new craft, it's, you know, you've got to get the materials to start a new craft if you want to keep it going. And quilting and sewing is the same thing. So every time you want to make a new project, you have to go find all the material. And, you know, people that have been doing it for a long time, they've got a stash. And Liz wanted to help people get that thing. They wanted them to get the stash of material and everything like that. So quilting kept Liz out of the hospital, and she wants to make it affordable for everybody else. And that's it. Go to quiltingcat.com. It's that simple. And once every weekend, one weekend every quarter, they have an open house where you can actually come to their location and shop right there on the location. But you can order stuff at quiltingcat.com. I know my sister-in-law and my brother and the whole family does a lot of quilting, and they've gotten some stuff from Liz. And you can go there and use the coupon code podcast and get 10% off, which makes your it makes it about $4.50 a yard. So it's worth it. Quiltingcat.com. I like to work with people that inspire me. So that is why I wanted you to come on today, Lindsay. I am so happy that you were a part of this. And again, I just want to say I wish you the best in everything that you're doing. Thank you for blessing us and being a part of the show today. And I hope that you have everything that you achieve on your vision board in the years to come.
Thank you. Same to you, and same to everybody watching.
And thank you so much. And everybody, you have a wonderful evening. Whatever. I don't know. What am I saying? Because I haven't done this in a while. I forgot about that. I don't know where you guys are at right now. I don't know what's going on with you. But we are done, and I'm going to – so, Lindsay, I'm going to let you – I'm going to move you over here right now, and I'm just going to let everybody know that we will be back next week. I promise you we'll be back next week because I just talked to Thomas Edwards. He's sort of like Hitch, and he's supposed to be on the show next week, so I'll let you know what's going on with that. But he will be here. We've got some great people lined up. Harry Thornton, if you're watching this, we need to figure out your agent situation so you can be on the show, Harry. It's important to me that you're on the show as well. In fact, I'm going to put a picture of you on my vision board so that you end up on my show. Thank you, Lindsay, for inspiring me. This Sucky Broadcast, we're back, everybody. Are you excited? Are you motivated? You should be. I'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to This Sucky Broadcast. Learn more at thissuckybroadcast.com.